Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many things to say to his people. God is talking, folks. He's speaking to people who have ears to hear. There are those who just love God. They are the ones that the Lord can mightily work through because they yield to him. That's where we're strong, yielding to God, yielding to the Holy Spirit. When you yield to the Lord, many things happen. You're operating by his wisdom, which is much greater than our wisdom, your wisdom, my wisdom. In yielding to the Holy Spirit, we learn things that we can't learn any other way. We act on his word. We're acting in accordance to his perfect will to bring about perfection. Things that we couldn't know on our own, we're acting on his information. That's why Zechariah said, it's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. Jesus said it this way, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Whenever God teaches me something, it's so easy to receive. It baffles me for several reasons. I feel so humble and thankful and grateful and powerful all at the same time. Humble, grateful, thankful, and powerful. I feel humble because he show you things that's just right there all the time, but you never saw it. And you realize you really need God. And then you wonder, what else can he show me that's right here in my face and I don't see it? And then I'm thankful because he made me aware of something that's going to benefit not only myself, but others. See, ministry is the love of God in action. That's all it is, a service. Many people want to have the top calling. Well, really? That would, if you fit, fine. But remember, whether you're a teacher or an apostle, it takes work. Will you serve? Will you do whatever is necessary to get the job? Why do you want the top position? Satan wanted the top position. What are you going to do with it? An apostle that won't yield to God is no good to God. And a teacher that won't yield to God, he's no good either. What'll happen is when they won't yield to God, they try to do it out of their head, and it's not going to work. A title is nothing, but the anointing is everything. I wouldn't want the title without the anointing. And the only way to work the anointing, you have to yield to God. People are not fulfilling the best of their ministries is because they don't yield. They want to be in control. They want to be in charge. Their voice is too loud. If they ever get the revelation of surrendering to God, yielding to God, they will be powerful. And if you watch out in the real world, the people that get the job done, they listen. It's not the loud voice. It's not the education. It's the fact that they listen and they get an understanding and they preach the revelation that God reveals. And they have the most powerful ministries. So I'm humble. I'm thankful and grateful. Glad I know about what God has shown me. And I can see that it'll work in other people's lives if they will receive it. And then I'm powerful because the word of God is powerful. And I access the logic of God and operate it in my life, and it works. And it's not something that the world can overcome. That's why I say it's powerful. But it's not because it's not the calling. It's yielding to God that makes the anointing work. And the anointing is powerful all by itself. Just ask Samson. It's not normal for a man to kill 1,000 men with the jawbone of an ass. That nobody on earth would expect something like that to happen. But he did. You take what you anoint a man. An anointed man has God's ability to perform a specific task. And he'll do it through your body, your being, you. He'll relate his knowledge through you. But a novice will get in pride and be destroyed. But when Christ is formed in us, we stop being novices and we start being men of God, children of God, followers of God, people who follow through, people who obey, people who make things happen. We need to follow Him. We need to obey Him. We need to listen. One of the greatest things a man can give God is his attention. If a man gets saved and won't give God his attention, it's just a matter of time before he fails. But if a sinner gives God his attention, he can receive salvation. And if he keep giving God his attention, he can learn everything he want to learn. One of the greatest things you can ask God to teach you is how to love His people. If you ever master love, you can master anything. You won't just be good at it, you will master. If you master walking in love, you can master anything. See, when you receive the revelation of walking in love, that's the only way you'll know God. Daniel said, they that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. And I've seen it in almost every way I can imagine in life. People that learn from the Lord, they love Him. And they listen. They yield to Him. And they love His people. They are motivated. But whatever they do, it's because they love Him. They have a heartfelt love for His people. And God is weeding out that the old pride, religious pride. Religious pride is worse. That's worse than mob. Than the religious pride is more dangerous than any mob, gang, or army. Religious pride is the murderer of murderers. And God won't build on it anymore. He's not going to give His greater revelation to people who love this world and operate in pride and won't quit, won't repent. Wherever they are in pride, if they start walking in pride, that's where their ministry will stop. It'll stop growing. And God won't pour the revelation in their hearts anymore because they won't get rid of that pride. You have to drive the Canaanites out of your promised land. Your heart is your promised land. You receive the rest that Israel didn't receive. And you have to walk in it and live in it, live by it. You can't afford to allow the Canaanites to remain. You got to drive out the Philistines. You do whatever it takes. Just like Samson drove out, killed about 5,000 Philistines. All the evil, fiery darts of the enemy, you got to drive them out. Now, that sounds like a lot of work, but it's really easy. I'm going to show you how simple it is. When you're in God's presence, you always learn the easy way to do something. Attack the attack by filling your heart with God's word and obeying it. Just fill your heart with His word. Fill your heart with His word, receiving all that He's saying, and things will work out. Pray according to the word. receive the confidence and yield to the word, and the power of God's word will rise up in you. It's not your power, it's his. You understanding the rightly divided heart of God's word, the spirit of his word. Not the echo interpretations of men, but the heart of God's word. That's the only way you're going to win over Satan. See, Satan's already been where you're trying to go. He was Lucifer. Without Christ, we'll be outclassed. But with Christ and his word, he's outclassed. You outclass him by the anointing and by the word of God and your love for God. If you love God, you can outclass him. You can win battles. But if you receive the word, like I'm saying, you can drive out all the attachments that cause Satan to win against you. You can't win against Satan and you receive parts of his word, parts of his logic, traps. Long ago, he started working against you, giving you, he starts, before you were a Christian, he starts working against you when your parents were born. See, he knows things that we don't understand. Parents, the decisions of parents shape the children. So whatever darkness he got the parents involved in, that leaves hurdles for the children. Your attack started with your grandparents and your ancestors, the way that they did things. It set a course. Then when you were born, he attacked you by the thoughts of others, the words that people speak, the way people treat you. Jeremiah told God that he was just a child. And I talked about this in the Sunday school. Sometimes from time to time I talk about how the enemies tried to set him up long before. See, he was called from the womb. The enemy knew he was going to be a threat. And he groomed people to treat Jeremiah like a child. Until he said out of his own mouth he was a child. And then the Lord said, don't say you're a child. He said, you're gonna build up kingdoms and throw down kingdoms. See, everything God do, he do it through a man. He prophesied the rise and fall of every nation. And it went just like he said. Then God gave him his life. Nobody could kill him. And then he commanded him, and don't fear the people, otherwise I'll work against you. So he couldn't walk in fear. He was God's spokesman, and he had to receive the revelation and logic of God. He couldn't just go out thinking he was a child. He had to get rid of that Philistine. He had to drive that Canaanite out of his heart. And apparently he did. You got to do the same thing. The enemy set things up for you to fail. How you see yourself. All the hurdles that you overcame. He tried to destroy your life while you were wayward, while you were weak. But the Lord saw something in you. And Satan can suspect people that will walk in love. They're the most dangerous people to him. And see, when you have true Christians that walk in love, they activate people that's in the world that are willing to walk in love. But they haven't made the jump because they haven't seen it in us. But when they do, they come. And Satan, they become so mighty, they terrify Satan. I'm not just saying words. This is what I know. And there's a story behind every thought that I just spoke. There's a testimony behind every revelation I received to say that. God loves us. He sees our potential. And Satan can read our potential. That's why many people go to jail. He He used the evil of their friends, the persuasion of the media, radio, the evil songs and movies and games to distract them. And while they were distracted, he got them to commit a crime to get them out of his way. So they'll end up in prison or dead. So knowing this, I pray for people. I do the radio broadcast. I warn people about his tactics. People in the world don't know Satan's tactics. And it's working, folks. There are people out there that's listening, that want to know God. They're not just going to hide in church. Some people go to church. They want to go to heaven. I thank God for that. They're saved. But they don't want to learn too much because they don't want the responsibility of knowledge. Well, they're robbing themselves, though. They're robbing themselves. When they get in the glory of God, they'll know that they robbed themselves. All of them. They tried to hide from the knowledge of God so that they wouldn't have to be responsible. They fear commitment. See, when God gives you a revelation, that's a fire lit in your heart. It's the love of God that wants to do something. See, when you're motivated by the love of God, nobody has to tell you to get up out of that bed. You got a thriving desire. A thriving desire to serve God. Send me, Lord, to use me. Isaiah said, he realized that he can't. He said, Lord, I got a foul tongue. I come from people that speak wrong. And the Lord put a coal, the angel put a coal on, touched his lips, told him he was cleansed. Then the Lord said, who will go for us? Jeremiah raised his hand. Send me, Lord, send me. See, when you love God, when you receive the revelation of God, it's not like it was before you received the revelation of God. That revelation gives you, if you got love in you, it activates the love inside you, and you have a thriving desire to serve God that people just can't understand. Proud people, they'll say, well, his motivation, he just want to show off. The only people that can understand that thriving desire to serve God is people that walk in love. They just can't wrap their mind around it. People get offended at it. They won't make the jump themselves. It's just like when people, they know salvation is real, but they won't get saved. Then their best friend gets saved. Then they get angry and jealous against them. Because they made the jump and they didn't. It's the same thing with knowledge. And when you receive revelation and now you're on fire for God, you got a thriving desire to serve man. I'm not talking go out there and just preach and look good. I'm saying to serve people, to be a blessing to people, to do the hard things. To go where people don't go. And they feel ashamed because they say they love God, but they won't do that. And now you're doing it, proving that they can if they wanted to. You took away their excuses. And sometimes your situation is worse than theirs. They're in a greater situation. They may have more money. They may have more time. But they won't do it. Why? They won't make the jump. Because they don't have that thriving desire. But when you love God and you just write God a blank check. Anybody yielding to God is the same as writing him a blank check. Lord, here I am. Do whatever. Take my life and help me serve you. Help me go forward. Help me do right. Help me be a blessing to all of your people. See, if you're this way, I'm talking to the right person. You're the kind of person God can pour his anointing on. Not just a vial, but horns of oil. See, the Lord can't pour horns of oil. He had to give people the teaspoon anointing. Because you can hurt yourself with the anointing. If you don't walk in love and you're anointed and you won't walk in love, you can destroy yourself and take others with you. you can start a great work and fall. And that's, you know, and you can cause people to stumble. Then that's not good for you. But if you have a heart of love and you become stable, Christ is formed in you, God can pour horns and horns of oil on your life and cause you to say things that's just perfect. Give people the energy of God, that thriving desire to love God and do right. People that's not foolish and stupid, trying to use the anointing to be as a platform for their pride. The anointing serves. And you're going to walk in danger sometimes, but you're going to be protected. You don't have to fear anything. I lived across the street from a drug house, and they used to have gunfights, and I had to live there. I couldn't run. I didn't want to run. I just told Satan he couldn't kill nobody, and he couldn't. I learned that when you yield to the Lord and learn something, I learned authority from Kenneth Hagin, and I used and applied what I learned, and I learned that I was powerful because I yielded to God. I believed His word. I received His word. I heard His word. I received it. And I acted on it. And people couldn't die when I spoke the word. Satan had to stop his works. I said, Satan, you can't kill anybody. You can't hurt anybody in Jesus' name. It was fun. It became fun. I was used to it. And they couldn't die. Because I took time to listen. See, the thriving love of God motivates you the right way. I don't say these things to gain pride. I'm saying these things because you're going to do it. You can do what God said you can do. You can do what the word say you can do. It's your heritage. Live in your heritage. Do what God said you can do. Be the blessing you can be. Look the challenges right in the face and do it God's way. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.